We're delighted, Dirt. We have been invited to a Marty party.
I can't wait.
For the first time in a long time. Marty Smith is joining us here to kick off the second hour of the program. ESPN's very own college football extraordinaire, NASCAR enthusiast. You know him. And he's here on behalf of somebody. And we normally don't start interviews with stuff like this. Usually we get to in the back end of the interview. But Marty, good morning. I want to start with why you're here, because it's actually a topic we've talked about a couple different times. I'm an Oregon State alum, and I'm very uncomfortable being asked to donate big sums of money. I'm not Mr. Moneybags here, and so it's a weird, interesting spot that I find myself in. But you're here on behalf of Game Change, representing something that I actually think is interesting to find people like me who feel uncomfortable donating large sums of money to colleges, instead finding little ways to help out. So good morning, and on behalf of Game Change, what is Game Change?
Well, first of all, super grateful for you guys. Thank you for having me. I can't believe that I get to be on the same day as the great Josh Pate. Like, holy smokes. But you got Pate State and a Marty party all in one morning. The time-space continuum is going to implode. But Game Change is a really interesting product, and that's why I wanted to partner with them. I took time to really study them and learn what it is, and you're so right. In a time that's so transactional and transformational in collegiate athletics, there's donor fatigue. I don't care if you're Ohio State, Texas A&M, Texas, Michigan. These schools with tremendous financial resources and donor bases, there's donor fatigue, and you're trying to figure out how to raise more money for the athletic department. And that's where Game Change comes in, whether you're those schools or you're my alma mater. I went to Radford University in Virginia, Big South Conference, very small D1. We're not only trying to figure out how we're going to raise a little bit of money for NIL, we're trying to figure out how we're going to survive. And that's why I was like, this is a really interesting product that'll benefit schools, especially anybody, but especially schools like Radford, where I went. All you do is go to gogamechange.com, input your credit or debit card, choose your school that you want to financially benefit, and then every single purchase with the card that you inputted into gogamechange.com instantly rounds up to the next dollar, and that difference in sum goes directly to the athletic department you chose. The athletic department then assumes that money, and they can distribute it however they so choose within the athletic department. It's a really interesting thing. You know, you go to the grocery store, and they ask you all the time, hey, you want to round up to the next dollar for charity? Same thing. Only now that money goes directly to your school, directly to the athletic department, and it's a tax write-off. It's considered a charitable donation. You're also inputting yourself for the opportunity to win prizes and money. It's just a really interesting product. And I thought, man, this is a way for people who don't have millions of dollars to put their names on buildings like you guys and me. We can actually help our school with GoGameChange.com and put a little money in their pockets for these student-athletes. It's pretty cool.
Well, I think it's a great idea because I think every price should be rounded up anyways. Let's just make it simpler. Why something $22.69? Just make it $23. It just would be a little bit more simpler that way. My question when I saw this, because I think it's also a great idea, did somebody watch the movie Office Space and then come up with this? Because it felt like it's like the rounding of the pennies. Like it's just a percentage of a penny, and then it's a drop in the bucket. You won't really notice it. Was this an Office Space idea creation?
I don't know, but I can tell you the guys that came up with it are a hell of a lot smarter than I am.
They picked the right person, too. Marty Party, man. Yeah. There's nothing better. Marty Smith, our guest here, ESPN. On behalf of Game Change, go GameChange.com. What's wrong with the Oregon Ducks, Marty? When you see Oregon Duck football early this year, what is your assessment? What's your takeaway? What are your thoughts on what Oregon has looked like versus what we thought they might have been?
Definitely sluggish, and but they won. I mean, it's funny in this era of college football where guys are hopping around all over the place. Dylan Gabriel is a great football player. I covered him at UCF. I covered him at Oklahoma. Now I'm watching him wearing green. And by the way, his cleat game is stupid. Granted, he's an Oregon Duck. All of them are. Thank you. Thank you, Father Knight. But I think they're going to be fine. But if you look at the expectations that were cast upon them, I remember watching week zero. I was at home just like you guys, having my coffee, had my door open, felt like fall, watching my boys on College Game Day in Ireland. I think two of them picked Oregon as a national champion. So you go into the year with that kind of expectations, the national narrative is there's no time to get better. You better be good now. Well, fortunately, they have won the games. Now, there's a lot they need to clean up. Thank goodness for Tez Johnson. And who, by the way, what a story. I was out there last year to do a College Game Day feature on Bo Nix and had the blessing. It was a blessing to sit down with Tez and really dive into his story with the Nix family and learn his spirit. And I was really impacted by that young man. He's a light. But anyway, nonetheless, I'm not worried about Oregon. I'm a little surprised that they aren't just blowing people out. But Boise's good. Like, Boise's good, man. So I consider that to be a great victory, even though it was a, you know, 3-point holy bleep.
Yeah, right. There were two of those in the first 2 weeks.
Up there in Eugene, that was a holy bleep, boy.
Yes.
They're happy to be past the state.
Everybody was holy bleeping, and let's never play a team from the state of Idaho again, please, for the love of God. I mean, on that point, Marty, I'm curious to ask you just what the difference is in breaking down teams early in the season than maybe it used to. Like, we're talking about this new way that you can donate to NIL, which is a brilliant idea, but part of this is the sports changing. There's new faces, there's new coaches, there's new players, and you don't have a preseason like you do in the NFL. Some teams are mostly the same group with the same coach, and they're seemingly rolling. How much of a grace period is there for you now, considering the landscape of the sport because of all the new faces? And it just, sometimes it takes time to gel.
I mean, so many factors play into that answer. Strength of schedule obviously is huge, and specifically with Oregon, theirs is very tough. I look at Georgia. Let's just take Georgia, for example, down here in the southeast where I live and where I spend a lot of my time. I think the Dogs are the best team in the country, and I think they could lose twice and still be a playoff team. Truly believe that. And if they go on to win the SEC. And so I think there's so much more grace given now. Like, I was doing a radio interview yesterday, and someone asked me about Michigan. Is this a death knell for Michigan, the Texas beating them at home? No. What wasn't a conference loss. If they happen to be able to go undefeated in the Big Ten the rest of the way, win the conference championship, they're fine. Whereas, what's that look like in a previous iteration of the playoff? Who knows?
Yeah, yeah.
But I think there's definitely more grace.
Marty Smith is our guest here on behalf of Game Change. ESPN, you know him. You see him every week. And Marty McGee, one of my favorite radio shows, I believe.
Amen, yeah.
It should be on nationwide Monday through Friday, probably Monday through Sunday, because a Marty party is always a good time.
Yes.
college football is in full swing. I'm curious how often you're doing all these hits in all of these cities, whether it's for Game Change or other things. You do these hits in all these cities. Which one always surprises you of just the passion and, like, the hot take culture of, we didn't win by enough or we're not good enough? Like, which one stands out for Marty Smith when he goes across the country?
Well, the beauty of sport in general is it offers us this irrational release that we have like-minded people who are equally and or more irrational than we are about such things. And, you know, one of my best friends is an Ohio State alum. He is completely and totally irrational. And I think that applies to their entire fan base. Clemson fans right now, completely irrational. Tennessee fans, Alabama fans, all of, like, if you are a, this I think might be the key criteria. If your team is traditionally good, competitive, has an opportunity to be special, like the school, every school I just mentioned, you're probably irrational. Like, I think about Clemson right now, man. Like Dabo Sweeney has delivered national championships to that university in the playoff era, in the Nick Saban era. And last year he went 9-4. After that, he chose not to go in the portal and get any talent. He's trying to grow and develop that talent the way he's always done it. And all I hear about after the Georgia loss is, and this is a national narrative, not just their fan base, but like, what are we doing? He's got to go. It ain't working. Like, but that's sports. That is sports, man. We, all of us, for the teams that we love, are irrational. Look, man, I'm married into a South Jersey Italian family. I've been married to my wife, Lainey, for 24 years.
Hey, congratulations.
You talk about irrational now. The Philadelphia sporting fan base is amazing to me. I sat there all summer, and I listened to my brothers-in-law, my cousins-in-law, all my buddies up there in South Jersey. The damn sky's falling, and the Phillies have won 9 straight games or something. It's amazing.
How much of that is Vegas spreads, though? Like, we know these numbers, and there's a place telling us this is what the gap is.
It's birth, man. Now, it's birth. Now, from a national perspective, that may be applicable, that the Vegas odds, because so many, betting is now not taboo anymore. So, you know, there's more emphasis and more interest paid nationally to various games than there has ever been because of that opportunity. And, well, I say that, I mean that opportunity readily disposable at your phone, right, at your fingertips real time. So I wouldn't want, like, I can't imagine some of the social medias. Like, I see that sometimes from professional athletes who respond to someone who lost this or that fantasy or this, you know, that bet, and they're just like, good God.
I'm just glad that we can throw ourselves in the irrational conversation out here, because to your point, Oregon is 2-0, but everybody is absolutely freaking out. Yeah. And they are 2-0, so I'm just glad we can throw ourselves into that category. Now, I've never had the chance to go to a game in the Southeast in college, and you're down there, you know the area well. If I were to have a bucket list, what should be the top bucket list stadium for me in the SEC? What's the best atmosphere down there?
Well, I will tell you, there are many. The Grove at Ole Miss in Oxford, Mississippi is one-of-one tailgating experience. Bryant-Denny Stadium is wonderful. But I would say the greatest college football experience is Saturday night in Death Valley in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, because it's the most unique experience. You will eat the best gumbo you've ever had. Everybody is welcoming you to their tailgate. They're shoved. I mean, they are filling you so full of bourbon you can't see straight. And then you go into this football stadium, and it is so loud and so passionate. And at the end of the third quarter, they start playing Colin Baton Rouge, and this massive 100,000-person concrete structure is quite literally swaying. It's awesome. And so I would go Saturday night in Death Valley is the one of one.
Our last question for you, and I know it's a question you've had probably too many times to count, and I'm sure you're going to kind of eye roll at it, but the hair, it's unbelievably perfect.
As somebody who's going bald, I just want you to know I vicariously live through you every time I see you on TV, man.
You're a hero just from your hair existing. I mean, you're cool and you're awesome and you're very relatable to everybody, but also, like, your hair is perfect. It's just perfect, and I'm curious how long it takes.
Well, I appreciate that. Oh, two seconds. I mean, McGee always, my running mate, Ryan McGee, he always jokes when this comes up in a mutual conversation or a mutual interview that we're doing together. He goes, hold on now. The real secret is, like, McGee with his hair, it's blow dryer, it's Aquanet. I mean, he's like sculpting this thing. I just take this pomade stuff, slap it in my hands, run it through my hair, and I'm out the door. Because the good Lord, he didn't give me much. Like, I'm a very blessed man. I have a healthy family, 3 kids whom I adore. My wife is my best friend. I want for nothing. I'm so full of gratitude. We have our health. But, boy, he gave me that is one of the blessings that he handed me was, son, you're going to have an inspirational art masterpiece on top of your scalp. And there we are. 8th wonder of the world.
Yeah, absolutely, man. You're a zaddy out here on the West Coast and for college football in general. I want to tell you, too, before we let you go, great job on that piece with South Carolina. The scholarship for Jake thing was fantastic. It's always tugging at the heartstrings, so that was a really good job by you. We love watching you on TV. We listen to Marty McGee every week out here on the West. We love the radio program that you guys do and the show you put on. Thank you for joining us. You're joining Marty Smith, joining us on behalf of Game Change. You go to GoGameChange.com. It's where fans can log in, show their school support, and then round up to the nearest dollar. That's their way to donate. That way you don't have to do a big lump sum the way that some schools are asking you to. Thanks for joining us out here in Portland, Marty. We appreciate the time.
Grateful for you guys. Thank you for your time. Have a great week.